Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
about 90%.
Southern border, right? Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, perfect. We're live. Welcome, everybody. We are live streaming the podcast this morning. So for those of you watching on, are we live streaming something on Facebook?
Facebook.
We're doing this on Facebook. So I've got a lot of controls in front of me. I'm not sure what you can see from the camera, but I have a laptop to my left that I'm trying to work, and then I have controls in front of me, sound effects, phones, even got a whiteboard over here a la Kyle Rove. So we're going to use some predictions today. So we're going to talk predictions. Obviously, it's election day, so get out there and vote if you haven't done so already. And 100 million people have already voted. That's unbelievable. Last election cycle, 130 million people voted. This time, they're talking potentially up to 160 million people voting. So
let's hope they vote conservative, right? We'll talk today about, you know, if Biden was to win, why we think that may happen, and Trump as well, right? Why would Trump win? And I think there's never been a more clear divergence between two candidates, right? Now, it's funny because a lot of people said that Obama last time too, but Obama ran on really a fake platform, right? He was very fake, and that's what the Democrats have done for years. They're becoming less and less fake. They're becoming more just blatantly socialist, right? Mm-hmm. And but when you look back at Obama's, especially his first run was, you know, hey, how unpatriotic it is for all this debt, and mm-hmm. we need to make minor changes to things, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously he went in and just tried to, you know, dismantle healthcare and all that stuff and massive amounts of regulation.
But he lied about that too. I mean, he went in there and said, if you like your healthcare, you can keep your healthcare. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and so on. And you know, as a result, you know, people believed him. They thought, oh, he's going to lower the sea levels. He's going to make my healthcare cheaper. He's going to pay my mortgage. He's going to pay my gas. Remember all that? He's going to make things so much easier for life, and he didn't. He didn't do anything.
What's her name that is on the that made the commercial up? Is it Cast? Lessim Cast? Or
in Baltimore?
The Democrat. It's a spoof on the Democrats.
Allie Beth Stuckey.
Allie Beth. Okay,
she is fantastic.
Absolutely. If you get a chance, go to our Facebook page and check that video out. Not while you're watching this live, but but later on, she is all hilarious.
She does so good. There's so many good, talented young folks out there that are just doing some absolute great parodies, which I just love.
But by the way, my number one, if Biden was to win, by the way, the number one reason I have done is because I think the Trump team has done a horrible job at explaining the COVID, not fighting the COVID, but explaining the COVID. I really believe I have been saying this for months, start giving the right stats. If you need to, you know, communicate that every single day in some form of a press conference. But at some point, the conversation really needed to switch from case count to death count. And they never did that.
Well,
they never once did that.
This should have been, and they've dabbled around it a little bit. This should have been a way more of a referendum on, do we want to figure out a way to live with this and try to get back to as normal as we can and open the economy so we don't destroy more lives than we need to. And to his, you know, as he has said, making the cure worse than the actual disease.
Right.
Or do we want to go back and hide in our basement? And, you know, they did touch on that a little bit throughout the campaign, especially in the last couple of weeks here. But they should have been hammering that, I think, since July. I think since July it should have been, you know, as soon as Georgia reopened and didn't have a catastrophe.
That's right.
As soon as Florida reopened in May and didn't have a catastrophe, that Trump should have been out there and ahead of it saying, look, these states are doing just fine. The misinformation out there, I've got a video I'm going to play here. And normally,
but,
I wouldn't even try to play a video.
But even if you just give them the right info, the misinformation.
Right.
And you've been saying this for months. It's not about what the media says. It's about what they don't say. And what they're not saying is the death count looks like a ski slope now. Went yeah. way down. That's
still declining.
Awesome. Where in the heck has been the Trump administration explaining this? And you and I have been pounding the table. Well, like, get out there. In the debate, Biden says 200,000 lives died. No, that's not true, Joe. Your science. Do you not believe in the CDC, Joe?
Well,
but they just couldn't do it. So that is my number one concern right now, is the Trump administration did a really, really shitty job of explaining.
I don't have any concerns. I got to be honest.
I know you
Mike.
Don't.
I have,
you're optimistic.
I mean,
I love it.
I am. And I'll tell you why. We'll go through the maps, and I'll tell you why. You know, and actually, you just nailed it. You hit it on the head, and that is the Democrats have told exactly who and what they are and what they intend to do. So what have they told their voters? We're going to raise your taxes.
That's
they're
right.
on video repeatedly saying, I don't have to play the videos. Maybe I'll try to find one here while we're on the air. But
what's for
repeatedly,
that,
look, here's the thing. At the end of the day,
I have a little box down here, Glenn. It says stupidity, and one of them is voting for higher taxes.
Right.
Like,
well,
I don't care what tax bracket you're in. Who goes? Yay!
No, nobody.
I want to pay more.
Well, and that's my point, right? So everybody, for the most part, I would say 90% of human beings, I don't care what color, race, gender, or party you are, right? 90% of human beings vote for their own self-interest.
They do.
Okay?
And that's
which
okay.
means that, no, of course that's okay.
Yeah,
that's human nature, right? If you're not gonna, you don't vote for do damage to yourself. Look,
right.
if you want to give up some of your money, and this is the test right here, right? That other 10% that would actually do damage to themselves, those are the ones that are giving away their money, right? Those are the ones that are donating to good causes, or maybe they're giving more money to the government because they think the government can do better. But the rest of America, right, 90% of us.
You know what? Out of 300, how many Americans we have? 330, 340 million Americans.
Yeah.
Is there one that actually checks the box and says,
more
here's
taxes?
Extra
no.
money? Not one.
No,
not
but they one. Do give the charity because they believe that they can do better with their dollars than the government can. That's
well,
rightfully
most
so. But
of those, most of those folks are conservative Republicans.
Yeah, well,
right?
but the
yeah,
fact
or
is,
conservatives.
But most of the people in America are not going to vote against their own self-interest. They're not going to vote to have their taxes raised.
Yep.
Now, there's going to be those that believe that Joe's not going to raise my taxes because he said that I'm not going to raise taxes. Anybody making less than $400,000, he's lying through his teeth, because as soon as he raises corporate taxes, guess what the corporations are going to do? They're going to raise the prices,
right.
and essentially that becomes a tax. But the other thing, and this is important when it comes to the swing states, the other thing that the Biden-Harris, or I should say Harris-Biden campaign did, Mike, was they told everybody they're going to eliminate fracking,
right.
which has been the number one job creator and wealth creator for most of Pennsylvania in the last decade or two.
They're going to eliminate oil altogether.
Right? Most of Ohio, right?
Just think altogether. About, it's gone. The oil
right?
industry's gone.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
So Ohio and Pennsylvania, they're not going to vote against.
I'm worried about Philadelphia, though, Glenn. I am a little bit nervous about the cheating that's going to happen.
Well, the cheating is the cheat is real.
Happening.
The steal is real. And here's what the, and this is sickening, but here's what the election commissioner of the state of Pennsylvania said yesterday, that he believes that this is not going to be, it's going to be fraught with fraud, and that it's going to end up in the courts no matter what. So basically, what the election commissioner of the state of Pennsylvania has said is, don't believe the vote that comes in. They know they're losing, folks. They know it. And in certain counties in Pennsylvania, they're going to count the mail-in ballots after Tuesday night. Well, why? If you've got the ballots, why wouldn't you count them this weekend? Why wouldn't you get a head start on it? Why wouldn't you have, here's a pile that's counted.
Right.
We're going to allow for ones that still come in after the fact. The reason, folks, is that they want to know how many votes they need to find in the trunks of some Democrats' cars. That's
Absolutely.
What they want to find out, right? Oh, he won by 12,000 votes on election night? All right. They're going to find. And look, it's not as if there's not experience here, right? They did this to Alan Weston in Palm Beach down in Florida.
Well, they did
right?
it in Philadelphia last
They did it in Philadelphia.
They did it in Actually, I don't know about
they
last
Minnesota.
Go around, but the prior go around with McCain, Obama. Mm-hmm. Obama won, you know, 100-something% of the vote. I mean, it was really obvious.
But I'm talking about the finding of the actual ballots and trunks, right? Remember Al Franken, the SNL comedian, right? Al Franken,
right.
he got kicked out of, he got caught up in the Me Too movement for being a sexist, which he always was. But he lost that election on election night.
Yeah.
And then the next day, wait a minute, here's a Pinto that just so happens to have a backseat stuffed with ballots. And then
and
he
to
won.
Your point,
same thing with Alan
to
West.
Our friend Alan West.
That's right. Yeah. So we know that they're capable of it. We know that they're planning on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The question will be is, does Trump get enough votes to offset the 2-3% cheat? Because that's what I think it is. I think it's a 2-3% cheat.
Yeah.
I think that the Democrats are going to try to maybe stuff the ballot box by 5%. I think they'll pick up 2%. But to be honest with you, I still believe that there's enough enthusiasm and just flat out anger. And Tucker summed it up best. This is the elite bureaucrats in Washington against the American people. Yep. And to be honest with you, it's 80% of the Republicans too. Mitch McConnell is just as bad in my mind as a Chuck Schumer, right? Well, at least he agrees with what, you know, a pro-life and stuff like that. So I'll give him that. But as far as like summing up that bureaucrat, right? It's the
a concern, and I'm going to talk about positives today, but one of my concerns is that there still is a lot of negative emotions towards the Republican Party. I know we sometimes say, we just said that, right? Like, you know, gosh, you guys had everything the first 2 years of Trump, and you did really very little with it, right? Yep. I mean, Trump did a lot of stuff. He used his executive authority to get rid of a lot of Obama's garbage, right? But, you know, to be honest with you, the corporate tax cuts were awesome. I mean, really stimulated economic growth. But I think you and I paid higher taxes after all that was done, right? That wasn't a massive tax cut to give people back their own money. So, by the way, I got another one. Let me go back to the positives of Trump. He wins. My number one reason is because of lawfulness. I think there's a lot of people, I don't care what color you are, you're looking at the inner cities of you know, Chicago. You're looking at Philadelphia. You know what's amazing to me, and again, I've got this down as stupidity, is there's a group of folks out there that are worried that if Trump wins, there's going to be businesses that are smashed. And I'm thinking to myself, honestly, what? Like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, those people own the businesses. They're the ones that are voting for Trump. The folks that it's pretty clear who's going to smash the windows, who's going to hurt, right? But I do think, and I think the black vote's going to show up big time, bigly for Donald Trump. And that I have in a win column because they're sick and tired of this garbage. Everybody's sick and tired of it.
Everybody's
sick and tired. Look, we don't care what your skin makeup is or whatever. I don't want to live in an unsafe community. Many people don't want to. And that's my number one reason Trump wins is I think, you know, strategically it was played out like this where he said to Portland, look, I'll come in and help you if you don't want the help. Okay, great. I do think, however, that if there's any garbage after he wins, he has to be very, very strong. You mentioned this on Saturday, Glenn, in returning the nation back to a safe place. Mm-hmm. No more BS. You want to? I don't care where you are. If you're in a Democrat city like New York and the mayor's a moron and the governor's a moron, okay, we're sending in the National Guard. We're going to take care of things and we'll clean up your city for you. It's time to do that.
It absolutely is. And I think he'll have the support of the Democrats will bash him for it. Mm-hmm. The Republicans need to get the backbone. The problem with Trump is not Trump, I don't think. It's the Republican Party that's supposed to be backing him, right?
Yeah.
It's these, you know, and I'm going to say it again, 80%. And I think, Tucker said this the other night, and he's absolutely right. 80% of the elected people in state government and in Washington are corrupt crooks. That's what they are. Yep. They're there to enrich themselves. They're there to enrich some families. And to be honest with you, look, there's some good people that have gone in, right? And I'll use Chris Collins as an example. Chris Collins has been on our radio show multiple times, right? He's now serving a prison sentence for trying to avoid a loss for basically insider trading, right? I don't think he really meant to enrich himself. He was trying to avoid a loss for his family. But the point is that he went to Washington as a fiscal conservative, and he came out as a big liberal spender, right? Okay. I mean, you can't argue with that. He voted for every single spending resolution and budget in his time in office. Every one of them. And every one of them was bigger than the last.
Including having the stones in the beginning to say, I'm going to shut down the government. And then all of a sudden saying, shame
we can't
on you
do
for
that.
Shutting down the government.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's two different families, Glenn. When you look at the Trump family, right, you've got a family that, and some would say, okay, well, Donald's dad built the company. Whatever. His father started the company. He made it bigger. The point is the family made billions of dollars on real estate, right? Building up real estate. Right. There's a lot of incompetent people out there that have tried to make him a bad guy because they don't understand when you get to that level, sometimes you don't need to make income. And so Trump, it looks like Trump actually prepaid some of his taxes, which is why he didn't pay the year before. But regardless, when you get to be a billionaire, sometimes you say, it doesn't matter if I make $1 million next year, I'm going to take all my income and put it back in to buy more real estate. And I'm not paying income taxes, but I will pay capital gains tax. taxes when this grows. So you've got the Trump family, very structured, done the right things. All Democrats and Republicans loved this guy until he became a Republican. And then you've got the Biden crime family, who has a very clear track record. We've been saying this for years, folks. This isn't something we're just making up now. And by the way, you can look at all of them. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
It does not take a surgeon to understand that when you have four homes worth multi-millions of dollars, but yet your income historically over the last 50 years was $60,000, $70,000, you're getting the money from somewhere. Mm-hmm. You're getting the money from somewhere, right? Where are they getting them? They're getting it off the taxpayers. They're getting it off of you. They're selling Joe's exposure and his power, right? It's pretty clear.
It's pretty obvious.
I said this Saturday.
It's so obvious.
You and I can go through the east side of Buffalo, and I can tell you a home that's probably selling drugs. You know why? Yeah. Because there's $500,000 worth of $50,000 worth of stereo equipment, a $50,000 Cadillac truck in the front yard, and the home's worth $5,000.
Right.
There's income coming in from somewhere.
Right.
Let's figure that out.
It's not rocket science.
So when you look at these two families, they couldn't be more different. Trump, by the way, a very solid track record of having some good children. To me, that's a good deal, right? I mean, I'm not saying, by the way, I really believe you can do all the right stuff, and sometimes kids go on different routes and all that stuff.
Yep.
And you can do all the wrong things, and we've seen this, and your kids end up incredible, right? Yep. But the truth is that Trump's family is really pretty solid, right?
Yeah.
Biden's family, not so much, right? I mean, his Hunter is a dirtball.
Not so much.
He's a real dirtball, right? When it comes to loving everybody, I got to be honest with you. I think if one of Donald Trump's sons knocked up a stripper, he would probably financially support that stripper and the child.
Yeah.
Not the Biden family. The Biden family.
In fact, they went to court. Yeah, they went to court to block that.
Yeah, yeah.
To keep the money away from her.
There's two different families here, folks. And, it's amazing to me that anybody would vote for the Biden crime family. And I think, why would you do this? I'm trying to write down, like, if he does win, what would it be from? Okay, we've talked about a horrible job by the Trump administration explaining the COVID voter fraud, another one. Yep. And I think I'm really concerned about the dumbing down of America.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, what we've been doing over the last bunch of years is erasing history.
Yeah.
And that's really scary. Really scary. I mean, Fox, I think a bunch of the folks have interviewed some of these college kids, asking them what they think of socialism. They can't explain what socialism is, but they think it's good.
But they think they like it.
And they think they like it, yeah. And my fear is that, like, you know, are we at that point? We've always talked about the tipping point, you know, 51% of people paying the load, 49%. Mm-hmm. When it goes the other way, you turn into Venezuela. Well, get a little passionate.
Yeah, you turn to Venezuela fast because, you know, that's mob rule, right? That's why we have things like the Electoral College, folks, that the Democrats want to tear down and get rid of.
Yeah.
If the Democrats win here and take power, if they take the Senate, if they don't take the Senate, it won't matter because they're not going to get anything through either way. But if they take the Senate and they're able to have 2 years of power, they will absolutely change the rules of the game, right? Because they never think about what if they lose power, right? Look at the filibuster rule in the Senate, which is why we have so many judges, right? Harry Reid changed that, right? Yeah. He's the one who did that because they never thought they would lose power again, right? Until they did, and then it bit them in the behind, right?
Well, let me say this,
the course. They'll pack them, right?
Yeah, let me say this, though. One of the things the left really knows how to do is be politicians, right? I mean, we have been fighting.
Well, they fight dirty no matter what.
Well, I don't mean it that way, but what they do is like their core convictions, right? Their belief is universal health care. Apparently, they've looked at all the places that do this that are falling apart, and they've said we want it here, right? But they will not stop until they get that. Right. They will just continue to push and push and push. As your point, you give them 2 years of full control, they are going to smash their agenda down your throat, whether you like it or not. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what Andrew Cuomo is doing now in the state of New York. Talk about all the unconstitutional stuff that this man is doing. And he does not give a crap. He does not care. And my point is, like, where the hell is the Republican Party when we get into office to get us back all the way to the right?
They play like they're okay. So let me put this. So it's basically like the Republican Party is getting into a boxing ring, right?
Yeah.
They're going to not hit below the belt.
Right,
they're going to put the big fluffy gloves on,
right?
They're going to go 3-minute rounds, whatever.
Right.
But the Democrats are getting into the octagon, right? Where knees to the head are fine, right? There's no holds barred in the eyes of the Democrats, right? So they will do anything. They're ruthless is what I meant by that comment, is that there's no rules that they're not willing to change in order to win the fight, no matter what, right? They feel like it's a fight to the death. They'll gouge your eyes, they'll pull your hair, and they'll kick you in the groin if that's what it takes to win the battle. And they're relentless in their pursuit of their their ideology at the expense of all others. And that's unfortunate because I think the American people suffer with what they try to put forth. The Democrats, like a lot of politicians, and again, I'm going to lump a lot of Republicans into this mix. Trump is there because of Obama. Mm-hmm. Trump is there because of the elite aristocrat class that we've created in this country, right?
Kerry.
The millionaire John Kerry's, right? Yeah. You know, the people.
The Bush family.
The Bush family. Well, think about this. Yeah. And I was listening to the WFTL this morning. You know, I love those guys in the morning. They're a great morning program. And they were talking about, think about the things that Trump has really destroyed, right? He, for the most part, he has completely transformed and destroyed the Republican Party going forward, right?
Yeah.
If they're going to put up Jeb Bush again, forget it. That part of the Republican Party is dead, right? He's ended the Bush dynasty. No more Bushes. He's ended the Clinton dynasty for the most part, right? Thank goodness. You know, so he's really, you know, I think he's going to end the media if he wins here. I think he is going to win. And I think that the American people, when you look at the outpouring of love for Trump at these rallies, right?
Oh,
he's incredible. Drawing 30, 20, 30, 40,000 people in the freezing rain, in the dead of night. Yeah. Why?
In
why are people
nowhere,
showing up? In the middle
showing
of nowhere?
Up to some of these towns in Pennsylvania in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Exactly.
To your point, Glenn, you know, what he should have taught the Republican Party is it's okay to tell the truth.
Yeah.
It's okay to stick with the truth. And what I mean by that is don't back down from your core principles and your beliefs. And unfortunately, for decades, the Republican Party started to do that, right? We believe in lower taxes. We believe welfare is a total disaster. Then the mainstream media would call them out and they'd back away from those comments. What Trump said is, I'm not backing away from anything. And what it did is it really freaked the media out. Like, what do you mean we can't control you? What do you mean you're not backing down? Well, this is going to hurt you at the polls. And what Trump proved and showed everybody, no, it didn't. It just made me more popular. Mm-hmm. There's this huge silent majority out there that's sick and tired of being called racist.
Yeah.
We're sick and tired of paying the more than our fair share, right?
Yep.
When many folks, that you know, we see them all the time. I'll tell this story. I've told it a million times, and it really summarizes a lot of folks. We had somebody who was cleaning our office a long time ago, and he was a Democrat, and he voted Obama. And he got really, really pissed off at us because we sent him a 1099 at the end of the year for cleaning our office.
As required.
Right? Exactly what you do. And I couldn't believe it. I said, wait, you're a registered Democrat. Don't you want to pay your fair share? They want to pay zero. These are the people working under the table, right?
Yep.
The only Democrats, by the way, that quote, pay their fair share are taking your money and my money and redistributing it. The Biden family's extremely wealthy. Right. Did they build real estate?
Right.
No. Did they sell widgets?
Right.
No. What the heck did they do? Nobody can figure it out. What about the Kerry family, right? What is he doing? He's been running for office for decades.
Well, he married the Heinz family. And what else did he marry into? He married another wealthy family, but another one even before that. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, he's... Yeah.
So but let's look at the Obamas. Let's look at the Clintons, right? The line goes on and on. Multi. Let's look at Warren Buffett, right? What is Warren? Warren's voting Biden today. I assure you of that. Why? Because Warren's going to get a lot of your money when he increases taxes, right?
Yep.
Don't think for a second that Geico's not getting money. How about Microsoft? Do you think Microsoft's going to get some money? Do you think Bill Gates Foundation is going to end up with some federal grant money?
Yep.
Oh, you better believe it.
Well, he's definitely going to end up with the forced vaccines. I think that should have been the entire theme of the campaign is, do we want to reopen or do we want to hide in our basements? Do we, you know, he's the one who fast-tracked Operation Lightspeed or something like that,
whatever it was. Yeah.
You know, he's the one who eliminated a lot of these regulations to get a lot of this stuff through.
No doubt.
He should have really talked about more of his accomplishments. Again, I don't think it's going to matter. I think people know what his accomplishments are. The people that don't like Trump, that think Orange Man bad, there's nothing you can tell these folks. They are either one issue people or whatever. One thing you said, Mike, I want to get back to, and that is on the taxes. The New York Times completely lied about, and Trump was right about, when we pay our taxes, and it didn't really dawn on me until you kind of just said this, you know, we have to pay when you're self-employed, folks. And for those of you that are listening, you're probably very economically literate. You're probably financially savvy. That's most of our listeners. But for a lot of the people like in the New York Times, either they're intentionally disingenuous or they're economically just flat out illiterate. Mm-hmm. Because for self-employed individuals, we have to pay quarterly estimates, right? At the end of the year, if we've done it right, then we don't pay anything with our tax return because we've already paid all the right estimates, right? Maybe you pay a little bit with your tax return.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a little bit bit back or maybe overpaid, and that goes towards next year's estimates. But typically, you don't wait to the end. And so when they're stealing Trump's tax returns illegally, right, and they're putting, the New York Times is publishing it illegally, mm-hmm. right, maybe they should explain that this is the day that he filed. It has nothing to do with the amount of the taxes that he had paid in. And I got to believe they understand or know that. If they don't, then they're really dumb.
I think a lot of them that are totally illiterate when it comes to that. Right? And let me just, going back to his tax return, when you get to that type of wealth, okay, and you know, we're not even near that level, right? But now Glenn and I have afforded ourselves, we're in a position where we can say we don't need to make as much income now. Sometimes we're more interested in building up our departments, right? So we may have a company that we say, boy, this could be a profitable company, but we think we're going to hire two more people. Yes, hire. That's a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. So just to keep it simple, maybe there's a company that's $100,000 profitable, but in the short term, we say we don't necessarily need that income. We think if we hire two more people and spend 50-50, that we're going to get that to $300,000, $400,000, right? So on that company's tax return, we could say really it broke even, because it did. It did. We didn't pull any money out of it, right? But the total incompetence of how building a business really works is mind-blowing. And I think a lot of it is incompetence. And again, it goes back to the dumbing down of America. I mean, we're not teaching these kids balance sheets. We're not teaching them on a checkbook or what debt is. We're saying you can't get out of here unless you know Spanish or French, right?
That's how.
That's where we are, and then we're erasing history, right? So we don't learn from history, and we'll see that this is a big one, folks. And everybody says that every election, it's the same thing, right? But I've always said, because I heard somebody a few weeks ago tell me, Mike, it really doesn't matter whether it's Obama or Trump, Biden or Trump, a Freudian slip there. Biden or Trump, I said it really does, because every single time a liberal gets in office, we are one step closer to Venezuela. Is that 20 years from now? Is it 15 years from now? If we can get a conservative in, maybe it takes us one step backwards and farther away from Venezuela. But you have done an awesome job over the years, kind of explaining the last tragedy we went through, which we're still paying for, by the way.
Yep.
I think people forget about that. We still have, $15 trillion worth of debt on the books from watching General Motors go bankrupt. And all of that happened because of Billy Clinton and the subprime mortgage market.
Well, let's go back.
And Jimmy Carter, right? So, but what the point is that you go, these liberals, when they get into office, by the way, Biden, if for those of you who are going to sell stocks tonight or tomorrow morning if Biden wins, don't do that. Biden's going to cause problems just like Carter did, just like Billy did, but it might not blow up for 15 years, right?
Yeah.
The real mess, by the way, with the Community Reinvestment Act might not hit us for 40 years, 30 years. Why? Because we still have it on the books. There's still $15 trillion. That we bought out General Motors, we gave money to Bank of America and AIG and all these companies. There was, I don't even know what the debt's now at, 28, 29 trillion, what it would pick
out
a
of
number,
control.
Right?
Yeah.
But a big chunk of that is from that, right? So what does Mr. Biden and his buddies put in place that is going to blow up 15 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now?
Well, the good news is Trump was able to dismantle some of it. But let's go
big
back.
Chunk of it.
Let's take a stroll down memory lane, Mike. Let's go back to 1976 and the election of Jimmy Carter, because there's only been three Democrat presidents since. It's Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. So let's just talk about the things that these three presidents did and put in place, what the impacts were. Jimmy Carter, of course, as we know, passed the Community Reinvestment Act, okay? Mm. Bill Clinton in 1994, when he got in office, supercharged it, right? Took the Community Reinvestment Act and put it on steroids, allowing for the securitization of mortgages, allowed for the mortgage originators to spring up, allowed for all kinds of things that were ultimately a disastrous 20 years later.
No such thing, by the way, as a subprime mortgage market until Billy Clinton.
That's right.
No
there
such
is
thing.
No, there
so
is
all
no.
you liberals that say, oh, he didn't cause that. What?
No.
Absolutely. Go watch. It's funny because even, of course, Hollywood's not going to explain it, but they talk about the deck of cards and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It was all about the subprime mortgage market.
That's right.
It did not not exist before Bill Clinton.
Now,
he created the mess.
That's right. Now, did Wall Street gamble on it? Hell yeah, they did. That's what Wall Street does, right?
No doubt.
That's what banks and investment is partly of, is some of it's gambling, some of it's speculation, right? Whatever you want to call it. That's what they did. But then anyway, that was Jimmy Carter. What else did Jimmy Carter do? Well, he created the Energy Department, right?
There's
the billions of dollar bureaucracy that's completely useless, right? Now being run by, what's his name? Rick Perry, right? A Republican who said that it was one of the three agencies, if he got elected president, he would get rid of. What else did Jimmy Carter do? He created the Education Department, right?
The children.
But let me ask you this. Has education in this country gotten better in the last 40 years ever, or has it gotten worse? Are we higher up in the world standings when it comes to our education, or are we lower? The answer is we're lower, right?
Way lower.
What has the federal government done? Well, we've done things like Common Core. We've done things like change our history, right? By the way, President Trump yesterday signed an executive order to reinstate history lessons in our public schools. I mean, he's basically forcing
huge
now.
It's a huge win.
A lot of these things, he needs to be getting Betsy DeVos to be doing and people like that. But that was Jimmy Carter, right? Three huge things. CRA and two massive government agencies that we still have. Now, he created the Energy Department, by the way, because we had the energy crisis of the 70s. Has the Energy Department done anything?
No.
Anything? Or was it President Trump in lowering regulations and allowing drilling on public lands that day?
Yeah, two things. One was the private sector, right? Learning and understanding fracking.
Yep,
so
technology.
They can make more money and do it more cost effectively and cleaner, by the way, for all you environmental nut jobs.
Yeah.
And there's nobody, by the way, that plants more plants the trees than me. And it's so funny. I have not won. All these environmental folks that come challenge us, I'll say, how many trees did you plant last year? Not one.
Well, they want
just
you to
like,
plant the
just
trees.
Like you and I should. Yeah, they want me to plant the
trees.
And I do because I love trees. I plant them everywhere, right? I love them. I just love trees. I think
like
they make
that,
things beautiful.
It's like that Republican guy that goes around the country cleaning up Democrat crap holes, right? Scott Pressler, I think, is it? Pressler. Great guy, long hair. He's like registering people, super optimistic.
Absolutely do that. Yeah. I would love to do that.
But it's not they're not cleaning up their own community.
No.
It's conservatives that are going and cleaning up your communities, right? Cleaning up the trash in your cities.
They pay all the taxes, they clean up all the mess. And then they circle back around and do it again.
That's right. It's unreal.
Absolutely. Yep. Want to play some videos? You get some videos.
Yeah, let me play. This is a great video.
You and
here.
I start talking, then before you know, we're an hour in and we don't.
Let me see
videos.
If I can do this right. I got to make sure I share the right screen. This is a fantastic video. I think this is. Wait a minute. No, I want to do this one here. All right, share.
Kelsey,
this
was a trivia question too, Glenn.
Okay. Carpe Donctum. This guy is hilarious. This guy does great videos, but this is good. So his you know, going to give him credits right here. Playing his video. He does awesome stuff. This is the guy, actually, I think they jailed him in Scotland. He's from England or Scotland, but this is a great video. Very well done. Whoops.
Caesar had his legions. Napoleon had his armies. I have my divisions. TV, news, magazines. And by midnight tonight, I'll have reached and influenced more people than anyone in the history of this planet, save God himself. Mr. Wallace, call the president. Tell him if he doesn't sign the bill, we'll release a video of him with a cheerleader in the Chicago motel room.
Absolutely.
And after he signs the bill, release the tape anyway.
Excuse me.
I'm having fun with my headlines. This just in. I want full newspaper coverage. I want magazine stories. I want books. I want films. I want TV. I want radio. I want us on the air 24 hours a day. This is our moment. And a billion people around this planet will watch it, hear it, and read about it. There's no news. Like bad news.
So I think that pretty much sums it up perfectly to what's going on right now. I mean, to be honest with you, this right here is a fight, in my mind, against the communist global powers. That's what they want, folks. Make no mistake. this is what these people want. They
think,
want
think about stealing
it's
your
about
freedoms,
money.
Man.
What am I doing here? Uh-oh. What did I do? There we go.
Think
Sorry.
About stealing your freedoms. Man, you got a candidate who says he's going to lock you down, lock America down. We have never, ever run from anything. We have run from COVID. This has been just the way the country has reacted. Has been sickening, to be honest with you. But a lot of just businesses destroyed, you know, anxiety, depression.
Well, that's what they want. I mean, this is what China wants.
They want more of it. How in the world? If you're watching on Facebook Live and you say, okay, these guys, they don't know how to stop the virus. Well, let me tell you something.
Who does?
I'm looking at Sweden. Sweden figured it out. They've got the best numbers in the world right now. You know what they did? Nothing.
Yeah.
They went to war.
Well, they protected their old folks is what they did. Yeah. They protected their seniors. They protected their vulnerable, but they never shut down their schools. Because they recognize that, you know, the thing is, our elites in this country are so arrogant, right? They believe that they can lower the I think they really believe this. I think people like Barack Obama is so arrogant and so conceited that
he can stop the hurricane.
Yeah, he believes he can stop the hurricanes, lower the sea levels, end poverty. And the reality of it is they do none of what they say they can do. It's not even realistic, right? I think that this is a fight between freedom. This is the last bastion of freedom in this world, folks. Mm-hmm. We're losing places. Hong Kong, we let that go, right? That's communist China's now. They took it, okay? We fought for years against communism, and then we stopped after the fall of the Berlin Wall, right? We fought in Vietnam. We fought in North Korea, right? We fought in places around the world to beat back the march of communism because we knew what it meant and what it meant for the people that suffered underneath it. Ask the Chinese people that are here in this country and love their freedom and had the opportunity to start a business. Ask them why they're here. Ask them about their home country. Ask them who they're voting for. I guarantee you, it's not the socialist in Joe Biden. It's not the puppet of the Chinese Communist Party in Joe Biden, right? These people, whether they're from Cuba, whether they're from Venezuela, whether they're from China, they understand very, very clearly what socialism leads to and what communism means and the millions of people that have died under its heavy hand. This election is the last opportunity for us to beat back those bureaucrats in this country that want to sell us out to places like China to enrich themselves and their family, because they will always be the ones eating steak dinners, right? Yeah. They will always be the ones that have plenty of money, that have enriched themselves on the backs of everybody else.
Yeah, huge reason, by the way, that Florida, he takes Florida. Trump takes
for
Florida,
sure.
Hands down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Cubans down there that understand, you know, what the difference is between socialism and free market capitalism. You know, I put this down under stupidity. I also put it down under why a possible Biden win. And it's thinking big government equates to more freedoms.
Right.
And I can never figure that out. You know, was it last week or the week before we talked about, you know, there was some Jewish restaurant owners that Andrew Cuomo was specifically targeting because they had been Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were going in and just fining them for no reason at all. Yeah. And there's parts of the Jewish communities that think they vote Democrat. And I'm thinking, why are you doing that? I mean, why, you know, don't you want your freedoms? And they think that the Democrat Party somehow equates to more freedom. Somehow they think that bigger government is going to make you more free. And I can't figure out for the life of me why they think this way, right? I mean, there's if you look around the world, the only place your freedoms get extinguished are with bigger government, not smaller government,
right?
Not less government,
I
right?
Know.
The less government has always made more freedoms. It's just simple: less government, more freedom. Bigger government, less freedoms, right? I just don't get it. But thinking big government equates to more freedoms, and it's again goes back to erasing history and not understanding that, which is sad.
I agree. Let's talk about the electoral map for a second. And I get my glasses on to do this.
Dying to do this.
This was the. let me go to the. Let's see here. Where was the 2020 predictions? What do I want to start with? 2020 consensus. Where was the? I had one that was the 2016 consensus, but that's all right. So here was the presidential outcome. I'm going to hold this up to the chart here. This was the presidential outcome 2016, right? This was my predictions for 2016. And I think the one thing you'll notice here, we'll put this up online, the actual results were 306 to 232 Clinton 2016. I had 314 to 224. I was off by eight only. I had Pennsylvania going for, I'll put these up kind of together. I'm not sure if you can see them or not. I had Pennsylvania going for Trump. I had Michigan going for Trump. I had Ohio going for Trump. I got all those right. I missed on Wisconsin. I had Wisconsin going for Obama or Hillary, and it didn't. It actually went for Trump. I had Colorado and Nevada going for a Trump, but they actually went for Hillary. So I missed a couple handful of states, but for the most part, I was pretty spot on. Now, this time around, here's what the consensus is for the 2020 election.
He's going to win Wisconsin.
These people are jokers. This is the overall consensus. They believe that it's going to be 290 Biden to 163 Trump. They've got Biden winning Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, PA.
So in Minnesota, by the
way,
nuts. Even the Democrats' leadership, the inner city Democrat leadership has turned, right?
Yep.
There's all kinds of Democrat mayors, and just growing up in Buffalo, New York, I can assure you that they are so twisted in New York State that the Democrats would never, their city would be on fire and they would still be voting liberal. Well,
that's right.
The Minnesota was on fire. It burned down. Many of them have converted. He wins Minnesota.
I got that as well. So here's what I think. I think he wins Minnesota. I think he wins Wisconsin. I think he wins Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. And that does it for him. That puts Trump, I think he actually will split the vote in Maine. That puts Trump at 327 to Biden's 211. So I think Trump will win. He could lose one of these. He could lose Wisconsin. I think if he's going to lose one, it's probably going to be most likely Minnesota, right? If he loses one of even a couple of those states, it still doesn't matter. He's still so far ahead. They always talk about this blue wall, right? Oh, he's got a big – in 2016 it was can he really over – it's such a solid wall for – I don't think so. I think it's a red wall, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be way harder. Again, going back to the beginning part of this podcast and live feed, you know, he's told them what they're going to do. We're going to eliminate fracking, right? Yeah. No, not the existing fracking, just all new fracking. Okay, genius. Everybody knows what that means, right? We're not going to shut down the existing coal mines, just any new coal, right?
Come on. You'll be able to sell the donuts you have. You just can't make any new ones.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So this was your map, Mike. You actually have Minnesota going on your map to the Democrats. You want to change that?
No, I was 50-50. So
you have it much closer. You have it as 284 Trump to 247 Biden. You have Pennsylvania as a toss-up leaning towards Biden.
Yeah.
You've got Michigan.
Pennsylvania concerns me because of the fraud. We're already going through that right now, right? This is our polling place in Philadelphia. This was sent in from a listener, and it's in violation. They've closed it down now because they're worried about some of the integrity of that polling place. So,
well, if they close down polling places, it's going to hurt, I think, the Republicans who are showing up at the polls.
No doubt.
But in places like Philadelphia, if they shut down a polling place, you're still going to have to give people the right to vote.
Right.
And you can't shut down. Like if I show up at my polling place, they say, oh, sorry, we're closed. Then somehow you better figure out a way to get me a ballot to get that in. If not, then I think Trump's got legitimate lawsuits. This is going to go to the courts for sure. I think that'll be enough of an overwhelming win by Trump, which I think it has to be, for them to not be able to contest it in every state. But you already have Nancy Pelosi saying, I wouldn't concede. Hillary Clinton has told Biden, do not concede the election under any circumstances.
Well, Pelosi said he's leaving office no matter what the vote is.
That's right.
Well, we'll see about that.
Right? Well, that's a scary thought, right? So what does that mean
we'll
exactly?
We'll see about that.
They have an army of attorneys who are planning on litigating this in the courts. The talking point's going to be voter suppression, which really, I don't know how you claim voter suppression when you have 160 million votes, 30 more million than normal. But
let me just say this. I think the one thing we've been talking about for the last few weeks here is the courts. And I really believe that Donald Trump's biggest accomplishment was securing the courts for us, right?
Yep.
And this may be the telltale sign of that this coming week. We'll see. But huge. I don't think people really understand how important that was. It's big time, as Donald would say.
It's I do think that the American people, there's a huge silent majority. I think the polls are off by anywhere between 3 to 5 percentage points, and in 3 to 5 percentage points puts all of those states in, you know, solidly into a Trump territory. And I think I'd be shocked.
Understand past elections, whether it's been Reagan, Mondale, Reagan, Carter, you know, the last go around Trump, Clinton, every single poll looks the same. Just wonder, like, who pays these people to actually go out and do studies anymore? And especially if Trump wins again, and let's just say you're right, he wins in a landslide. Does anybody even trust a poll ever again? I don't think so.
Well, I think the polls are there for two reasons. I think the polls are there to justify the steal, right? Yes. So they have another a corroboration talking point, right? It's like the wrap-up smear at Nancy Pelosi, right? Yeah. If you know there's massive enthusiasm for Trump, there's huge turnout for Trump, nobody even shows up for the Biden-Harris first campaign stop in Arizona, right? But if they're able to stuff enough ballots in the box to get the steal, right, then I think that ultimately they can say, well, the polls were right. See, we have that corroboration, that backup. Now, on the flip side, if Trump wins, and I do think he will, I think it'll give them the impetus to say, well, the polls couldn't be wrong a second time. Trump in this case cheated. Now we're going to file lawsuits. And then the game will be, you know, the lawsuits and the attorneys will try to figure out which hanging chads, which can we throw out, right? Which ballots can we get rid of? Which ones can we keep? Well, what are we allowed to do?
Because that's what they did in
2000.
I will say
this.
That's when conservatives need to stop being pushed around. Republicans, you need to stop being pushed around, right? That's when you step up and say enough is enough. I also have a Biden win. That would be a clear win for the mainstream media. I mean, they have been just disgusting at you know, just as moving as far left as possible, right? And the final draw was this Biden crime family.
Yep.
If one of the Trump kids had anything on their laptop, even remotely close. If one of the Trump family members were getting $80,000 a month from the Ukraine without any experience, no experience, right? And when you look at the Trump kids, by the way, they're well-educated. They're very bright. They've been in business for a long time. It would make sense for one of them to be on a board. Hunter Biden, crack addict, thrown out of the Navy, you know, clearly no experience in the Ukraine, zero, no experience in the oil and gas industry, but they couldn't be bothered. The mainstream media could not be bothered with sharing that story. You know what the local media was focused on? This is how disgusting they are. They were focused on the fact that they think 30,000 additional people may have contracted COVID by going to his rallies. Not one time could they mention that any of these protests would have, you know, spread COVID.
First of all,
by the way, the protests were happening in the middle, in the heart of COVID, right? When it was actually really something that was spreading, that was not only spreading, but actually it didn't mutate itself to the point it is now, where many people can fight it without anything, a little vitamin C and a vitamin D. That was the worst possible time, if they believe the story, which they tell us they do, for people to be all grouped together.
Those studies didn't track a single person.
Not one.
They didn't track a single case. What they did was they said, well, in the counties where he had rallies, there was this uptick in cases reported. But they didn't do any sort of review for any sort of the protest or the riots or anything like that.
Right.
It's so disingenuous. Dr. Fauci comes out on Sunday, endorses Biden. Did you see this?
Yeah.
First of all, he needs to be absolutely fired. Here's a problem. There's this incestuous relationship, Mike, between the media and these bureaucrats and the ruling party elites in Washington.
But why wasn't he fired months ago?
I agree.
I said that literally 2 weeks in. You can go back to our podcast. This guy is a left-wing liberal dirtball.
Yep.
He's not going to tell the story. He's going to scare the crap out of people, and that's what he's put in place to do.
And the CDC,
that's exactly what he's done.
And Fauci and the CDC, Redfield, both have completely pulled the medical science out of their ass. I don't know what else to say.
Well, the CDC has been more honest than anybody here.
But for the CDC director to come out and go, this mask is more effective than vaccines. You have no evidence to say that. Right, and not a single person in the media says, based on what? Dr. Redfield?
But here's the CDC says this is no longer a pandemic. The Fauci should come out and say, hey, look at the science is showing this is good news. No. This is no longer a pandemic. The CDC says only 6% of the 200,000 people actually died of COVID. Fauci should come out and say, hey, this is really great news. You know, if he wants to still be protective and all this stuff, but come out with the good news. The CDC said, look at 130,000 people out of the 230,000 people definitely did not die of COVID. That's good news.
If there's
Fauci should say that,
if there's no crisis, though.
He's not
in the headlines then. If there's no crisis.
He should have been fired months ago. Again, the number one, if Trump does lose for some reason, my opinion, the number one reason is they did a horrible job.
See, I think it'll be the media. COVID. I think if Trump loses, it's 100% because of the media. The media has this, it's not even, look, it's one thing for the media to have some bias, right? It's one thing for to lean in a direction, lean to the left, lean to the right, whatever. It's one thing to have an opinion and present something from that opinionated standpoint. It's another thing to be completely the propaganda arm of the DNC. That video I played, instead of having the Communist China, it might as well have gone from Communist China to Democrat National Party to ABC, CNN. NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. All of them echo the exact same talking points. They get the talking points from the Democrat Party. And I said before, the relationship between the media and the Democrat Party is incestuous, right? They go from, you know, they're married to them. They go from being on CNN to working in the administration to back to CBS or back to NBC. I mean, Papadopoulos, what's his name? Stephanopoulos, right?
Close enough. Papadopoulos.
All these names, Bobulinski. We've gone from Stephanopoulos to Papadopoulos to Bobulinski. Yeah, it's like you can't make this stuff up. I swear, sometimes I feel like we're living in a bubble.
They're all working together. They're all going to cocktail parties
Doesn't it feel like, though, like we're under like some sort of a, like they talk about this dome, right? We're just like an experiment. When you think, when you hear about things like Regeneron, right? Of course, President Trump takes Regeneron. He's
maybe
back to better than
power.
Ever.
Maybe there's a higher power watching over us. By the way, I have that on the Trump side, bringing God back to America. And I don't mean, I'm not a real religious person, but I do believe in, you know, the common values and the core values of America, right? And just respecting each other. You know, there was really some value in getting the family together every Sunday and going to church and just being good people, right? Not smashing windows. The transfer of power, right? I mean, you think about old school America and, you know, both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party respected the White House, right? The core values of...
And the police?
We're not
law and order.
The police, right? Law and order. Yeah, that was my first one, right? Lawfulness, right? Yeah. I mean, respecting the police. You grew up, you know, if a police officer was to bring me home as a kid, my mother would not have been throwing stuff at the police officer. I assure you, she would have grabbed me by the hair and pulled me into the house, and I would not have been afraid of the police officer. I would have been afraid of my mother, right?
Yes.
But
yep.
Bringing some of those core values back to America, and that, by the way, that's not a black or white thing. It's not a tall or short thing. It's just... It's what America was built on. We were supposed to work hard, right? If you work hard, you study or you get educated on doing something, you can afford to be able to bring your family up the right way. All that foundation, by the way, is still there. It's all still there. It's all still there. Yep. But unfortunately, we're trying to say we're not going to do the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning in schools. Yep. We're not going to pray in the morning. It's okay. If you want to practice a certain religion, like if you want to be a Muslim, we'll give you all the time you need. But if you want to be Tim Tebow and do the cross in the end zone in the NFL game, shame on you, right?
Right. Yeah.
Bringing back America, bringing God back to America, and bringing core values back. And I think that's a big Trump win tonight if that happens.
I hope so. You know, Reagan said it best. This is a quote that I found online that somebody pre-posted, and it's absolutely right. He said, this is a Reagan quote, "Freedom is never more than a generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where free men or where men were once free." And honest to God, if we have a Biden, you know, we're going to go back to lockdowns. We're going to go back to wearing masks. We're going to go back to losing our freedoms, losing our Second Amendment rights. They've already talked about taking those away.
Could you imagine the economic collapse with that? Could you imagine if he shuts down the economy? You could say bye-bye to the airlines industry. You can say bye-bye to the restaurant industry. history. You can say bye-bye to many, many real estate types of programs, whether it's – forget about even, you know, retail would be totally shot, but then you'd start looking at beyond that with defaults and, you know, rents and, you know, apartment buildings. And what an economic mess that would be, total economic mess. And we have a path, by the way, folks. We have a clear vision of what should be done. It's called Sweden. Please research it. Look into it. They did very little. They did what they needed to do, but they didn't wear the mask. They didn't close down. And the flu went through just like it always goes through. And the death rate is lower. The death rate was lower.
The arrogance, though, thinking that somehow we can just stop. I mean, look, and early on, you had a Stanford Nobel Prize winner as well as an Israeli scientist and a Swedish doctor all said the same thing. In our studies thus far, it seems as if this virus is following its own course and its own path, regardless of what we do with masks or social distancing or locking down or whatever. And that seems to be the case. Let me play another video here. This is a long one, though. This is this is a Trump campaign ad. And I think, you know, what you just said about the American values of working hard, getting ahead, the opportunity that America offers people is just so spot on.
And by the way, that was never, ever big government, folks. Wake up. That was not big government that gave people the opportunity. It was freedom that gave people the opportunity.
That's right. So this is a Trump campaign ad. It's a couple minutes long, but I'll play as much of it as we can not interrupt with, if possible.
America is a land of heroes, a place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, and so many more. This is the country where children learn names like Wyatt Earp, Davy Crockett, and Annie Oakley. This is the place where the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth and where Texas Patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk on the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out the canals, raised up the skyscrapers. Our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history, and we are making it greater than ever before. This is our glorious and magnificent inheritance. We are Americans. We are pioneers. We are the pathfinders. We settled the new world. We built the modern world. And we change history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone is made equal by the hand of Almighty God. America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas, and this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
So that was from his speech at the what do you call it, Mount Rushmore, right? Mm. And if you remember Mount Rushmore, they blocked the social socialist radical leftists blocked the highway, if you recall, right? They tried to block Trump everywhere he spoke, right? These are the same leftists that want to shout us down, right? That don't want – think about the difference in the vision for America. Yeah. Trump clearly loves the country, right? Yeah. We love the country. We believe in American exceptionalism and the opportunity that this country presents everybody to get ahead, right? No matter if you come here dirt poor with nothing, you could become a billionaire in this country. There's no other country on the face of the planet that has the same opportunity and equality that this country has. And the Republicans, I think for the most part, certainly President Trump, understand the good that this country has done throughout the world. Contrast that with the Biden plan, right? Contrast that with what Biden believes. Basically, it's America's bad, America's evil, America's racist, America has a lot of work to do, America should be ashamed of themselves, America went around the world plundering and stealing countries and colonizing the world. Their view of America is just as if somehow we're the Chinese communist government. It's amazing the projection that the Democrats are able to do, no matter if it's, you know, the Me Too movement or tyranny or, you know, dictatorships or whatever. It's everything they think of, they project on the Trump and the Republicans.
All by employing strategies, Glenn, that only hurt the very people that profess to help.
Yep.
Every single time, folks, it doesn't matter. Pick a town, pick a city. If it's been left-wing run, it is destroyed, including now the big cities, New York City, San Francisco, right, Seattle, these big cities that the liberal left could say, well, we've got this beacon of shininess there. That's just incredible. Now you've smashed that too now. You've ruined that too, right? It doesn't matter. The only one they help is themselves. Biden family, by the way, whether win or lose, they're going to come out of this wealthier than ever before, right?
Yeah, we'll get
the
a book
Obama
deal.
Family who said, who needs a big home like that?
Yeah.
They've got all kinds of big homes like that now, right? They just bought a 14-bedroom home on the water, right? They will end up bigger and better than ever before. They have turned government into their business, and they are so, so good at it, so good at it.
Well, hopefully tomorrow we'll be celebrating a Trump win. Yep. I do believe, my prediction is 327 electoral votes
for
Trump.
You were spot on last year, so
I hope so.
I hope you're spot on this year. There was a few that I went back and forth with. I think he wins, but I think it's a little bit
The only one I'm the most nervous about on my list, it's not going to matter. This time I have Nevada going to him. I have Minnesota going to him.
Well,
I think he could lose.
The one for me.
He could lose.
The voter fraud that's going to happen. And so that's already happening. We're already seeing all kinds of controversy.
So let's say that they steal Pennsylvania. That's 20 electoral votes. Let's say I'm wrong on Minnesota and I'm wrong on Nevada, which likely I am. That's 36 electoral votes. Trump still wins at 290. So he's still ahead. I don't see how a Biden can pick up enough states to get over 270. They always talk about the blue wall. I think in this case, you have a solid red wall. I think the electoral vote is going to come out way in the favor of President Trump to a point where the Democrats, although they think they're going to be able to contest things in the courts, I'm hoping that there's enough of a win where they can't, because I think that's good for America.
And for
either way, I think a solid winner is good for America. Even if it's Biden win,
I think it's way better
than a contested election.
He's got to win tonight, and he's got to be strong. Any violence out there, he's got to bring in the National Guard to stop
right
away. You bring in the military, you round these dirtballs up. Yep. There's a small minority of folks that want to cause damage and harm. They've already burned most of these towns.
Well, the amazing thing is that these left-wing folks are like, wow, you know, make sure that when you're on the air, you're telling people not to look at our listeners, Republicans. Yeah. Here's what happens if Biden wins.
Tomorrow.
That's
going to work tomorrow.
If Biden wins, Republicans go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
If Trump wins, the liberals are going to come out. And again, the liberals, when I'm talking to you, you know, a 25-year-old living at home, a female on your fourth, you know, master's degree in social, whatever.
Social justice.
Social work or whatever it is, right? You know, you're going to be a social worker making $45,000 a year. Maybe you could go to those police domestic disputes that they're looking for, right?
Yeah.
But listen, I'm talking to you specifically. Go get a job.
That's
Stop
right.
burning down other people's cities. You don't even live there, half of these folks. They come in from the suburbs, right? We saw this in New York City. They came from the Adirondacks, the Catskills, right?
Yep.
From wealthy families and well-to-do. These kids
They'll
wanted
the
for
one.
Nothing, and they're
first,
talking about racial equality. Give me a
first
break.
First one's crying, by the way, when the National Guard, you know, round them up and put put them in handcuffs.
Well, we need federal charges. We need federal charges because local Democrat prosecutors are not pressing charges. Places like New York are letting them go. So we need to bring in the U.S. Marshal, and just like they've done in Portland, federal charges. Bring these people up on federal charges for assaulting a police officer. That's like 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
Lock these people up. Build more prisons if you need to. Set an example, like you said, Mike.
Yep.
If the police officers brought me home when I was a kid, oh boy, that was the last thing you wanted to have happen. Yeah. It would have been a big trouble, right? But they don't fear that now. They don't care because there's no consequences.
That's
so anyway, we'll see what happens.
Like us on Facebook, by the way. Follow us on Twitter. A lot of stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page and Twitter. And follow us on Twitter tonight, man. It's going to be good.
I'll be all over Twitter tonight. I'm sure
the Lomas house is already decorated red, white, and blue. Yeah. We've got Mo, our little dog, and the Trump 2020 outfit support the blue outfit. So
got my hat ready. Wearing my hat ready here, hat ready there.
We are ready to roll, and we actually make it an event tonight. We get some good salmon, a little bit of good wine, and have fun.
So get out there and vote, folks. And if you need us, you know, obviously we do manage money for a living. That's what we do. We have an incredible investment committee. We just did a big on the, I think it was the 28th of October, stock market and economic update. We do those all the time. They're available for replay.
Retirement planning one coming. I just did another one or went through it the other day. We're going to do it live. So
use this as a resource. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and of course on YouTube as well, where you can find this video version of the podcast. Although I don't know if we'll probably put that out today, I would guess, because we just did this live on Facebook. So thanks for all of you that have watched here live. And we'll probably start doing this more live, I think. It seemed like it worked pretty well. Yeah. We'll see what happens. What kind of feedback we get.
I know Kelsey wanted to give some giveaways away. Go to our Facebook page. We'll give away something today. So
absolutely. All right. Yeah. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. Thanks again for watching. Good luck tonight, folks, and get out there and vote, and cross your fingers and hope for the best. God bless.